I'd like to hear the first question from anyone.
Everyone is scared.
The question from Poland.
I have one.
Yeah, please.
It refers to what we are talking with Lucas this morning about Kusala and about Vipaka, and how we mistake Kusala Vipaka when it's probably not Kusala Vipaka, and we take Lobha perhaps for Kusala because it's so pleasant.
Yeah. And as long as it's I or we, it's not Dhamma. So that is not the moment of understanding anything right now. To me, I think that I'd like to study just one word at a time, to really understand it. And when there is the understanding of one word, we can have another word, another word, another word. Otherwise, if we don't understand the first very important word, how can we understand the other words later? So many people just think about karma and vipaka and so on, but what about right now? What is it? See, is it karma right now? Or is it the result of karma right now? Because whatever appears now, the other reality cannot appear at all. Only this which is now appearing is so true that it can bring about the understanding of whatever it is. No expectation, no just simple thought about it, but it has to be the right understanding from considering and hearing very, very carefully too. Otherwise, it's past, it's gone. Seeing is gone completely. Sound, just sound, is gone completely. So where is the understanding of anything which is real? It's only thinking about the word and the term and long, long story about this moment. But actually, that which is so long in the teachings, so clear in the teachings, comes from this very moment. The explanation is there, right now, when there is the understanding of a reality. But there are so many realities appear, right? Not just one. And there's no understanding of anyone. And we think that we are learning about realities. But actually, the truth of it is now, from one reality to another reality. And that can be studied, that can be developed. Otherwise, no understanding of life, of what to talk about, karma and vipaka and everything. Because life is only in a moment, just one moment, from moment to moment. Without this moment, thinking about that, without this moment, is there life? Just one moment, and this moment, there is no life. So life is only a moment, succeeding from one moment to another moment, from birth to death and on to birth again. That's it. Even right now, here, or many years ago, or a long time to come, everything must be as it is, which is always unknown. Only those who have heard about it and are interested to understand what life is, because who can know what would happen next moment? What would be? Can you? What would be next moment? Who can know? Thinking, seeing, or hearing? Even the object which is heard, which is seen, might be different. No expectation. But whatever arises is conditioned. No one can make it. No one can have it at will. So it's beyond expectation and beyond thinking over it by one's own thoughts or ideas. It has to be from listening about it from those of whom or the person, the greatest one, who has enlightened everything, all the truth of now. Is this moment more difficult to talk about, or is it easy?
Looks easy.
Because usually it's easy to talk about future. Yeah. What will you do tomorrow? Or what will be the next question? That is not now. But what about now? If one is asked, what are you thinking? Can you answer instantly? What are you thinking? You have to think again, because you cannot know instantly what you are thinking, because it's gone. So you are looking for that which is gone, and you cannot find it at all. So the teachings is about the absolute truth, very, very absolute. Because there is no name if we don't try to communicate. Like seeing, what is seen? Do you have to think of the name? What is seen? If you don't tell anyone about what is seen, it's seen already. But when we try to talk about it, we have to use different words to express the characteristic to be known as it is. Like we talk about eyes, we don't talk about ears. We have to use different words so you can think about what is talked about. No question yet.
What do you mean by considering?
Okay. Can you just see and know instantly? Can you just hear without thinking and know instantly about the meaning?
No.
And more than that, when it has more meaning, you have to reconsider. Not just once, it's not enough, but consider and consider. For example, what is seen? See, the question is not sound difficult. What is seen? See, very simple word, right? What is seen? You have to consider. See? Mm-hmm. And that's meant by considering.
But is considering thinking?
Yes.
Yeah.
And at this moment of seeing, is it thinking or no thinking at all?
Not at the moment of seeing.
And after that?
Yes.
Even not in words? See? Mm-hmm. And this, if this is not taught for anyone to understand, can anyone understand that by oneself? What is seen? Do you see Kun Lucas?
I think I see Kun Lucas.
But in the absolute truth?
No.
What is seen?
A visible object.
Visible object. Really? Yeah.
Not me, in theory.
Yeah, because as soon as one heard about it, then forget about it instantly. It just comes to the ears and the mind that what is seen is just visible object or that which can be seen only. But as soon as they see, it's Lucas again. So it's completely gone. Forget all the time. That's why we need hearing until it's firm, established understanding about what is heard as visible object cannot be anything different from this moment. It cannot be touched. It cannot be taken for something or someone at all. It's only that which can be seen. It does not know anything that it is seen. But it's seen, and it's that, only that which can be seen. What else can be seen in this world?
Invisible object.
in other world, in the universes, anytime, what is seen is only one reality that can be seen. But it brings a lot of unthinking and things around and many subjects, many stories, all comes from seeing and taking it for something by seeing the shape and form and idea about it.
Voltec from
Voltec.
And Voltec hasn't heard or read so much about Buddhism, but before his interest was more in following some meditation practice. So I asked him if there can be meditation now, and I told him you would ask him. What is meditation now? So
I would like to ask you.
Would you like to ask more about meditation now?
I guess the...
But excuse me, do you agree with me that from birth to death we just talk or speak the word that we don't really know at all? Like meditation, for example, what is it? As soon as I heard meditation, I'd like to know, what does it mean? Oh, what is it?
It's what I meant when I was asked was that I did so-called formal meditation, just sitting in Japanese style.
So now, sitting. Are we meditating? Sitting.
Yeah. Sitting and not talking.
Okay. Don't talk. Is it meditation?
Not talking, not moving.
Okay. Is this meditation?
For a given period of time. So this is, I guess this is how I was introduced to the concept.
With and right understanding or no understanding at all?
I guess with a purpose to just calm your mind.
Why? What for? So it's to your mind.
Well, when my mind is not calm, there are too many thoughts.
So you hope to be better?
Disturbing, yeah. I hope once I'm calmed, my mind is clear, which already makes me happy.
Just that? And where is it? Happiness? Stay with you or never come back at all?
It's there sometimes.
But the new one, not the same one, not the old one. That one is gone completely.
It is.
You cannot look for it. You cannot take it back.
I'm not trying.
So you just want the new happiness?
Well, that's always nice. Nice to have. I will not say no for some happiness.
At moment of drinking coffee, aren't you happy?
Oh, yes, I am.
Very easy. You don't have to do anything so difficult to get that kind of feeling. So, it's done by ignorance or right understanding? The meditation that is done, it comes from right understanding or ignorance, not knowing anything about it, the purpose of it.
Well, in that sense, it's done from ignorance, yes. Mm-hmm. So there's there is no purpose.
Because you know that the truthfulness is one of the parami that will,
the perfections, ten perfections.
Mm-hmm. Without it, it will not bring to any perfection or right understanding at all. So now, what is meditation? Anyone can meditate, I think. We don't have to read any book, right? When I see some word, I can meditate on it. What does it really mean? Something like that. If I meditate more, I get more from my thinking about that. But what does it bring? Just knowing what? Or just understand that which is meditate or meditation from someone who thinks that meditation is like this and the other one thinks that meditation is another thing. Because there can be meditation without techniques or system, anyone can do. But when there is some special system of meditation, something that one will get something from it, but one doesn't really know what is that one will get. So while one is sitting, not doing anything, what will one get from that?
What I was told is I'm not supposed to get something, I'm supposed to give something away.
What is that something that you're giving, giving away?
If I knew, it probably would be easier. But normally the instructions you get
But you know what was there? The will and attachment.
That's a nice thing to give away.
No. No? At moment of trying to have it, what you call it, motive?
What motivates?
Motivated. What motivates you to do like that? If there is no will and no attachment, can anyone do anything?
No, you need will to do something.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's will, not understanding. And if there's no attachment, you will not sit, you will not follow anyone at all.
And attachment could include attachment to an idea or view.
Of course.
Or to an instruction. Mm-hmm. Are there instructions? If there's instructions that go with the meditation, there's some goal and some attachment to reaching that goal, and that's not that's attachment, not necessarily understanding. I know Ajahn Chah sometimes talks about, people talk about meditation methods, instructions. And I think Ajahn would tell you that it can be right now, right here, right now, no instructions, just understanding.
Yeah, because I think that one should have the firm foundation about realities to really understand it, whether you'd like to follow the listenings and considering to know the truth more and more. For example, is seeing now permanent?
Seeing? Well, nothing is permanent, so I guess seeing is also not permanent.
Hearing? Hearing, is it permanent?
No.
Thinking?
Definitely not.
Visible object?
No.
Really? Really?
Visible objects, they are not permanent, they tend to break down, especially with me.
So it can be known?
Yes.
Because you agree that everything is not permanent, and that which is permanent, even right now, can be known directly, with panya, not with the self who is trying to have it. The self is wrong understanding, because seeing is not self, hearing is not self. So whenever there is an idea of self, it's right or wrong. And can meditate eradicate the idea of self by not knowing anything about what you take for me or I at all. Can right understanding eliminate the clinging to the seeing as I?
The right understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it is right understanding. And instead of getting to the cause or to do or to try to have it, what about the development of understanding from moment to moment until it's so strong, so keen that it can really understand seeing, not just talk about seeing only? Because there cannot be the direct understanding of seeing instantly without talking a lot about it until there is more and more understanding of the anatta-ness of seeing, that how can it be I or anyone? So it takes time to develop right understanding from hearing and considering. And that is meant by pariyatti in the teachings. Have you studied Pali too?
No, not very much.
No. And Kun Lucas?
Yes. Lucas and Alberto have studied Pali. Pariyatti means right understanding in theory. So before there can be direct understanding of realities such as seeing or visible object, we call this practice or patipatti. There has to be pariyatti, right understanding of the details in theory first.
I wonder if it would help Wojtek if John explained about what right understanding is.
I see my seeing right or wrong. Wrong. So what is right? There is seeing right now. What is right understanding of seeing? Seeing is not me. Seeing cannot be anyone. It's just a reality which arises to see and pass away instantly. It cannot think. It cannot know anything more than that. Just arise and see and then completely gone.
We don't know that. We don't know that. We think
the I is the wrong understanding, so it cannot understand.
We think
anything.
We know, but the thinking is not knowing. When we think we know seeing, when we think we know the visible object, it's just thinking, knowing.
It's the understanding, the theory or intellectual understanding of seeing. While we are talking about seeing right now, there's seeing all the time. But there is no direct moment of understanding seeing as it is, as what we talk about. For example, right now, seeing is not hearing. See, different moments. Seeing cannot be hearing. Which one is I? Is seeing I or hearing I or both are I? See, because seeing is just a moment of seeing, a reality which sees, and hearing is another moment which hears. They're different. So which one is I, or all, not together, or what?
So for example, earlier you said, well, my visible object falls away, but actually what seeing sees is just visible object, is actually not my visible object or your visible object or anyone's visible object. It's just that which is seen. So there's just seeing which sees visible object, but not me or you who sees, and not my or your visible object that is seen. Is that does it make sense?
How? I guess.
We're so used to thinking it's my experience. And
how is it that seeing can arise?
How is it?
Why? Why does seeing arise?
Why and how? Why? It has arisen.
Because of conditions.
And passed away. But yes. Still, why? Not knowing the characteristic of seeing yet, but thinking about why and how. And that is not the way to really understand seeing, because it's gone. But there is still seeing, even right now, when there's hearing, thinking. But there can be more talk about it to develop the understanding of beginning to understand seeing as it is, as it's not visible object which is seen, right? At this moment of seeing, there must be the seeing and the visible object which is seen. They are different. Who make it different? See? No,
by conditions.
No why.
By conditions.
By conditions, but not why.
Right.
See? Okay. Their natures are different. By themselves. No need to have anyone to change it or to condition it to arise to be different at all. So we just learn to understand the way it is, whether it's seeing or visual objects. But you see that seeing has no shape, no form, no smell, completely nothing from that which appear as sight, sound, smell, taste, right? That which can experience an object, like seeing sees. That which is seen can be seen many sign, different sign, long, short, see, different colors. But the seeing itself doesn't have such quality at all. No rupa can mix in it. Pure. That's why another word for it is pandara. It's another term for citta, or that which is the chief of experiencing an object. At moment of seeing, it's time to think about it. Just seeing, not thinking about other things. Because when we're talking about seeing, and there is attention to seeing, as seeing now, that's the way to understand seeing. Because when we talk about seeing and you think about hearing, it's not the way to understand seeing, right? But when we are talking about seeing and there is seeing, it's time to really understand seeing, not other things. Can you find seeing?
No.
But, but it sees, see? But it sees, yeah? And it sees only visible objects. Mm-hmm. Yes. It can never see anything else at all. Can it see table?
Yes.
Can seeing see table?
Yes.
Can it see cloth?
Yes.
Can it see kunkabi? Oh, seeing can see many things. But actually, seeing can see only visible objects. No wonder. In the seeing at all, in the visible object at all. This is the beginning to understand reality as it is, one at a time. They are not mixed up at all. Just one. Arising by conditions and passing away and never come back. The new one is not the same one. So it is always new.